Bold predictions are back on Freaky Friday. This is the Podcast Daily. That is Bill Landis, Jeremy Birmingham. I am Austin Ward. We're so excited for Student Appreciation Day that we're going to make some bold peas about it. And we're going to drill down, baby.
Okay.
All right. And I think Berm's going first.
All right.
BP numero uno.
What's Jeremiah Smith going to do, Berm?
Is that Jeremiah Smith will be the most coveted person to get pictures with and talk with after practice.
To get pictures with?
Yes, for the students.
Oh, for the students. Oh, okay. I forgot about that circus.
Is CJ Stroud still in town?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay.
CJ would never miss a student appreciation day.
Let me asterisk this up. Of the current roster,
got it. Okay.
No matter who else is in the building, of the current roster, he will have more people in line to get photos and autographs of Jeremiah Smith than anyone else.
I think you're probably right about
that. It's a good bold pee. And it had nothing to do with the actual practice itself.
Yeah, is there anything about practice
you want? So you should just jump ahead with yours right now. Can take it from him.
Sure. Jeremiah Smith's going to have three touchdowns during the practice. How about that?
Only three.
Only three.
Only three. Yeah. What do you want, six?
Scrimmage touchdowns are hard to come by.
Yeah. Well,
there's a lot of rotation.
How many home runs did Babe Ruth promise that dying boy?
I don't know
either.
He played against plumbers. Who cares? Wow. Not impressed. No, I think it's going to be like we're all going to show up wanting to be wowed by Jeremiah Smith, and I think he's going to deliver, which I'm really excited about. Like I'm not holding back. If no one in here is holding back, I'm not holding back. I think the kid's going to be a stud in year one, obviously, and I think we're going to see that in abundance on Saturday. And I'm really like I want to see like some trash talking between him and like Denzel Burke, assuming Denzel Burke gets lined up across from him and does some stuff. But I think. We are going to come in with grand expectations for the young man, and he is going to deliver on them.
Yeah, I think he's going to make a catch that everyone will start.
That ends up on SportsCenter.
We'll start snap judgments with it.
Yeah.
Berm will have some sneaky photo from it, and it'll go viral. I think that's probably going to happen. And then that will continue to make it unfair expectations that are heaped on his shoulders. I can't wait to see, like, Caleb Downs is not unproven in college football, but we haven't seen him do anything with the pads on in an Ohio State uniform. I just have this feeling that he's going to get a lot more spotlight on Saturday than maybe even Jeremiah Smith. Probably going to get an interception in a drill. Maybe it'll be 7-on-7. Maybe it'll be one of those fun scrimmages towards the end when they go 11-on-11. I don't know, but I just expect a lot of him, and he's already delivered that while at Alabama, so it won't come as a surprise maybe to anybody, but I do think it's going to be enjoyable to watch him do that at Ohio State. The impact, the way that people are talking about Caleb Downs on this roster already is like kind of nuts. A, that he's here, and B, that he's living up to All-American type expectations, which he should. He's already earned that, and he's already played at a high level for a national title contender, but I think he's going to be the player on defense that we talked the most about on Saturday.
Probably. Yep. He's really good. I don't like these sort of events and this sort of bold prediction because we have no idea who's actually going to participate. And so, therefore, making individual performance-based BPs is a bit of
Burn.
A...
What is
a bit of? I mean, that's not...
Wow.
Actually, you know what? That's no different than during the regular season when we never have any idea who's actually going to play.
Yeah. They're not going to give you an availability report before we get here.
Let's just dive in. Austin Mack's going to have three touchdowns. I think that this is a day
where CFL MVP.
When people are going to... He's now with the Atlanta Falcons. He signed with them this offseason.
I'm not taking away...
Yeah,
you don't lose your previous...
That'd be kind of wild if you sign with the Falcons, like, give us that trophy.
We would like the Grey Cup.
Yeah, please. And they just smash it and like, get that
that's
out
of in
here.
The past.
We're not sure how the rotation is going to be at quarterback, and that's, I think, the biggest thing. So my bold prediction is that people are going to be talking more about Julian Sain than they are any other quarterback. Now, we obviously encourage people to be fully entertained and educated on the Ohio State football beat. So go to other YouTube pages after you watch ours and then come back and fact check me. Was Julian Sain the most talked about quarterback around the Buckeye entertainment sphere? That's my prediction.
Yeah, I like that.
Is that he will be.
The entertainment sphere. Yeah, I think you probably will.
Shop around, he says.
I think
don't shop around.
I think people
this.
Should consume everyone's content.
I don't watch first. This.
There's only so many hours in a day, Berm. We need them
it's
here
a Saturday.
On the
There's
podcast.
There's 30 hours on Saturdays. Everyone knows it.
If you're not watching this right now, watch it.
Don't ever leave, okay? We have other videos. Are you fully caught up?
You person watching this, you better watch this.
America, if you haven't watched every video on the podcast, don't leave until you do.
That's right.
Watch only then can you take Berm's
advice. I can't believe that I'm being just crapped on for being a realist. People, watch everyone.
Okay? I want everyone in this building. Like a click farm in Bangladesh. Just go through each video.
Everyone in this building is working super hard, and they deserve your support just as much as we do.
At least 10 seconds, and then you can click out.
Yeah, I mean, just get them to click.
I have a bold pee that relates to the quarterbacks.
Let's hear it.
I think we're only going to see Will Howard and Devin Brown play with the ones.
I like that.
I don't know. And Ryan Day like kind of laid that out at the beginning of spring. Like, we'll just kind of roll guys through, and then we'll start to pare it down as we get closer to the end. You have this Saturday, you have the following Saturday, then you have the spring game. Like, this feels the time that maybe you start to pare it down. Maybe it's after this Saturday you start to do that. But I think also because we're going to be in here, maybe they'll just want to present that to us as like, these are our two guys we're trying to figure out.
Yeah, stop all the other talk.
Who's going to be the starting quarterback? And I think we will not see, maybe we'll see Lincoln, maybe. But I think we won't see Lincoln, Air, or Julian take any reps with like whatever the version of the one offense is on Saturday, depending on who's practicing and who's not.
I'm going to let history be my guide here. Student Appreciation Day last year, they had so many red zone drills where both Kyle McCord and Devin Brown were given opportunities to go run the football and make plays with their legs. And we talked a lot about both of their abilities to do that, the celebrations that they made after they scored or frustration when they didn't. There was a questionable call down at the goal line, I believe, on one Devin Brown run, so he did not get the score. But if that's the case, and I also believe that Chip Kelly is pushing more of a quarterback run threat into this offense, which means that I think Will Howard, Devin Brown, and Lincoln Kienholz are going to combine for 4 rushing touchdowns in the Student Appreciation Day scrimmage. I think all that work is going to come. You see so much. They don't generally do a whole bunch of drive the full length of the field. It's like 40 and in. They wind up with a lot more scoring opportunities and testing things on the ground at this midpoint, both offensively and defensively, offensive line, linebackers making tackles. I think that's going to be a big emphasis, and I think you're going to see a lot of quarterback run.
Drive on down the field.
Not the full way.
My predictions here are obviously a little bit more amorphous than y'all's are. I am going to make a bold prediction that there will be a moment on Saturday's scrimmage where Brandon Ennis and Jermaine Matthews nearly come to blows. A potential fisticuffs moment between Ennis and Matthews, who are two of the finest crap talkers anywhere in the country, and both extremely competitive. And I think that there's going to be a moment because when the people get in here and there's crowd watching, the juice level goes up just a skosh. And by just a skosh, I mean a lot. And guys like Brandon Ennis, who thrive on that sort of fuel, and Jermaine Matthews, who is just really, really great at getting people's eyes on him when he's on the field.
I don't like when I feel like Berm is trying to force something to happen, and then he's going to leave. And he's going to text Ennis and Jermaine Matthews both. I'm like, can you guys pretend like you're going
to
fight?
This is not a dab situation. I'm not trying to make fetch happen here.
It feels like a dab.
I'm not trying to make
fetch happen. Feels like Chip Kelly is going to be.
I still
got to
get Chip Kelly to twerk. That is priority one.
You want to lay that down? You want to?
Here's what's going to happen. And Brandon Ennis are going to like throw their helmet on the ground, and then Chip Kelly's going to walk over.
We have not had enough of an opportunity to like connect with old Chip Kelly for me to try to.
Probably not. And I don't think there's any level of connection imprint you'll ever get to that'll make you able to imprint that.
Maybe not. A man can dream.
It's good to have goals.
Yeah, a man can
dream. My dad always said, if you're going to dream, dream in color.
That's right. Might be better black and white Chip Kelly twerking. I don't know. We'll see.
A little sepia tone.
Sepia. Yeah. Sepia is nice. Mm. Yeah. Some auburn in there. Yeah.
With a little slow-mo.
Or just like completely blacked out.
Blacked out. Blurred out.
Yeah. Sarah McLachlan playing in the background. Sepia. Slowed down.
Oh, what an image.
Twerk, okay. Chip, twerk.
For anybody who's wondering why we're talking about that, I accidentally said twerk one time instead of tweak when talking about Chip Kelly.
Well, everyone who's watching this has watched
every
episode. That's
why they watch all of the episodes, right. And they don't ever click or leave until they've done them
all. Because our inside jokes are actually probably pretty annoying to people.
Just for any newbies. That's all right. Is it my turn to pick another one?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to be watching the offensive line, obviously, very closely. And like wondering who might surprise a little bit. It's hard to in these settings. Like, it's not the best vantage point, I guess, to really judge that. But maybe go off the radar a little bit for someone who I think might perform pretty well and turn some heads. Maybe George Fitzpatrick at tackle, who is like a player who, to me anyway, it seems like they really like the path that he's on with his development. And for me, that was always going to take probably 3 years, if not like 3.5-ish years, given where he was physically coming in here, given that he was like a multi-sport athlete and not like solely focused on playing offensive line when he got here. But he also had athleticism because of that, and now he's got the size to go with it. And it's not so much that like he's going to throw himself into the starting tackle conversation, but I think we might see him get a decent amount of work in the scrimmage, whether that's a left tackle or right tackle. And I think he might handle things quite well and show us that maybe he's ready to certainly be in the two deep, and I don't know, maybe by summer, honestly, throw himself not into a position battle, but at least make you feel really good about, or better anyway, about the depth at the tackle position. Because I do think he's got a future here. It's not a guy that I write off because he's 3 years into his career and hasn't really broken through yet.
That's a great point. I feel like we never know for sure if it's always going to be ones versus ones, good on good, scramble up one versus twos. They don't give us the script ahead of time. And
I haven't, actually.
Oh, well, can you tell me, is it going to be ones versus twos? Because if it is, I think Arvel Reese and Sonny Styles are going to create a lot of problems for Ohio State's backup offensive linemen.
On the field together?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I can't shake it.
I'm dreaming in color. Bright, bright colors. There's a lot of red in this dream I'm having. It's blood.
It's blood?
There's a lot of violence.
You might want to get that checked out.
In that picture.
The defensive staff has talked about primarily working on fundamentals and technique, and it's too early to put in stuff like the jack position or blitz a ton. But you are getting to the point of camp where you have to do some of that, and it's to the benefit of the offense as well that they start to see different looks and are not just lining up against base schemes and base approaches. And if that means more blitzes, which if I remember last year correctly, we did start to see more of that. Not that Ohio State's defensive line had to do that to win pretty much every drill. You're going to see CJ Hicks, Sonny Styles, Arvel Reese all blitzing from time to time, or I expect that we will. And I could include CJ in that. I was trying to talk about maybe like a second wave where Sonny, on early in those early first couple practice windows that we saw, he was lined up with Arvel Reese. And that's a pretty terrifying group of athletes.
Yeah. I do appreciate the student appreciation type days because guys like Arvel Reese, who the average fan doesn't really know about yet. I mean, I've obviously talked about him a lot in the last few weeks, but the people that are just casual watchers and go to the games and watch the games and see who's on the front page are going to see Arvel Reese and be like, oh my gosh, that dude is terrifying. Yeah. And I think you're saying if they go one versus twos, I'm saying if they go twos versus twos, it's even worse.
Yeah.
Because that's when people get this idea that like, oh my gosh, this guy should be the starter because he's decimating the third team offensive line.
So 100%.
I'm hoping that they're against the ones because otherwise the conversation about Sonny and Arvel might be growing beyond the reasonable scope if that's the case.
That would be incredibly unfair, I think, for the twos if those guys have to go against that group. But maybe they will. That is the level of depth that Ohio State has on defense. Like, that's the reality. You have
fun.
You have to practice against somebody.
It's a learning experience. Yeah, you're on the other end of it.
That's
probably not fun.
But not going to be fun. Yeah. But what will be is getting into the Woody Hayes Athletic Center on Saturday morning for Student Appreciation Day. Cannot wait to have some live football again to talk about. It's been a long couple weeks without it. Thanks for bearing with us to get to this point. We're going to have some snap judgments on Saturday, and then we'll be talking about things that we actually saw again from the Buckeyes next week on the Podcast Daily. That is Bill Landis and Jeremy Birmingham. I am Austin Ward. Have a great weekend, but we'll talk to you on Saturday. See ya.